UK government publishes pamphlet to inform migrants that rape is wrong, sex with children is a crime. By Kurt Zindelka on August 20, 2026. The British government has issued a guide to alleged asylum seekers to teach them the customs of the United Kingdom, such as not raping women or engaging in sexual acts with children. In an apparent tacit admission of the backwards cultures being allowed into Britain, the Home Office, the government department tasked with controlling immigration, has published a 9-page booklet for new arrival migrants who apply for asylum, as is the case for most illegal boat migrants as soon as they set foot on English shores. In a section on rape, migrants are told that both parties must consent to sex without threat or pressure and that it is not acceptable to have sex with someone who is asleep, drunk, or unable to respond. If you have sex with someone without their consent, this is called rape. Rape is a serious crime in the UK. You could go to prison, lose your support and accommodation, and it will affect your asylum claim, the booklet explains. The migrants are also informed that the legal age of consent in the UK is 16, and therefore it is a crime to have sex with a child under that age. Sex with someone under the age of 16 is a serious crime in the UK. There are no exceptions to this rule. Even if they say yes, it is still illegal. You could go to prison, lose your support and accommodation, and it will affect your asylum claim, they are told. On top of the outright crimes explained, the Home Office also laid out to the foreign nationals that women and men are treated as equals in Britain. The newly arrived migrants will be informed that women can actually earn their own money, are allowed to go to school and university, can travel freely, can decide who they want to marry, and do not need permission from a husband, father, brother or any other man to do any of these things. The document also goes through some of the aspects of basic decorum expected of them while in public, including not sexually harassing people, even if you think it is a compliment, or whistle or make kissing noises at someone. They are also told not to follow someone or block their path, make rude or offensive gestures, or verbally abuse someone because of their gender, religion, or how they look. The migrants are further told that they should not take sexual images or videos of people in public without their consent. It comes as the left-wing Labour Party government is set to disperse alleged asylum seekers into new communities, with recently installed Prime Minister Andy Burnham arguing that middle-class areas need to take their fair share of the burden. On Wednesday, Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood told The Times, "You've got to get a fair spread, and what we are doing with the new model of asylum accommodation and the future of asylum accommodation is think carefully about how you have a fair spread that doesn't end up being in one community or one type of community." Remarks by another government minister on this policy revealed the politicians understand fully that the arrival of boat migrants into a community is not a gift, but rather that it brings problems. Immigration Minister Anna Turley said last week that previous plantations of migrants in residential areas put a huge burden on local communities and created real civil unrest, and said that now needed to be shared around the country rather than just focused in working-class areas, where the government gets best value for money on rental property. This comes in contrast to plans from Reform UK, which has vowed to deport all migrants who arrived illegally, deploy the Royal Navy to the English Channel to prevent further illegal migration, and to establish asylum processing centres in third-party countries like Albania rather than putting migrants up in hotels or rented houses in Britain. Reform UK Shadow Home Secretary Zia Yousuf remarked on Wednesday that the pamphlet for new migrants demonstrated that they should not be allowed into the country in the first place. When Nigel Farage and other Reform figures have pointed out the threat that they pose to British women and girls, they are held and shouted at by the political establishment. "Well, this disgrace shows you exactly what the government knows," Yousuf said. "They know that they are a menace and they are living in taxpayer-funded hotels. You are paying for their living costs in HMOs, in hotels. They are being dispersed all around the country, and they are in your local area. In some cases, they're near schools." Reform will put the Navy in the Channel to maintain a hard perimeter with clear orders. Do not allow a single unauthorized vessel to reach our shores. And every illegal migrant that the Tories and Labour allowed into this country will be detained and deported without delay. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.